not going to have Dan today,
he's
right?
He's gone. Right.
I think next week.
I think. I don't think he got put back
your
on.
Your staff had been saying, I think Mayor said it over till next week, but then your staff told mine yesterday that some reason that you couldn't do a 1 week extension.
Oh.
Next week. Okay, we ready? Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the October 1st meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Hales?
Here. Good afternoon, everyone. Before we begin our work, we need to take a pause. It may be not all that unusual, or God help us, even all that unremarkable. All that remarkable that there's been another tragic school shooting in our state and in our country, but there has been, and there's been terrible loss of life in Roseburg today at Umpqua Community College. So I would like us to take a moment and send our prayers to the families of the students and faculty of Umpqua Community College, to Mayor Larry Rich at the City of Roseburg, whom I called, and all others in that community who are grieving, because we need to grieve with them and give them help. We have sent firefighters, TIP Trauma Intervention Program, volunteers, and other resources to Roseburg to assist in this, but I think we should all take a moment and grieve. Thank you very much. We have two very important pieces of business before us this afternoon on the same subject, which is the World Indoor Track and Field event.
Sorry, before we start those, we need to elect the new president of the council.
No, it's the turn of the clock. I thought it was
October 1st.
I thought we did it at the middle of the year, not at the quarter of
the
year.
The president of the, voting orders, right?
Oh. Quarterly, it's semi-annually.
Sorry, I was thinking voting order.
The voting order is different, yeah. You cannot take my
president. We're not deposing.
Oh, nice try. Yeah. hoping we slip that in, but okay.
Failed.
We're stuck with her for another 3 months.
You are indeed.
All right. Would you go ahead and read both items, please, and then we'll take them in order.
107, authorize a grant agreement with Tracktown Events, LLC, in an amount not to exceed $1,930,459 in sponsorship of the International Association of Athletics Federation's 2016 World Indoor Track and Field Championships.
Thank you. Well, this is pursuant to the Council's decision in our budget to approve $1.93 million in special appropriations for this amazing opportunity that we as a community have. And we as a state, because this is going to be a big deal for the Northwest as well as for us as a city. The ordinance in front of us implements that grant agreement between the city and Tracktown USA. It needs to be an emergency ordinance because the funds are needed to get to work on implementation of the event. Of course, a great deal of work is already underway, and you'll hear about that. So I'm going to ask Susan Gibson-Hartnett to come up and walk us through the grant agreement, and after that, he can come with you, Vin Lanana from Tracktown USA. Come on up, Vin. Good afternoon.
I think Sasha's coming up.
Sasha's
also
coming up, yep, as well? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yep. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Susan Hartnett with the Office of Management and Finance, and I would like to say I'm very excited to be here and helping the council follow through on this and working with Doug Oblitz and Vin on this very exciting event. Item 1007 is an emergency ordinance that does approve a grant agreement between the city and Tracktown Events, LLC, and they do business as Tracktown USA. The grant agreement will implement a special authorization or a special appropriation that the council approved earlier this year as part of the budget process, and provides $1,930,459 in support of the International Association of Athletics Federation 2016 World Indoor Track and Field Championships, which is quite a mouthful. We are typically just calling that Portland 2016 because it's a much quicker way of getting there. As a key sponsor for this event, the city will benefit from this agreement through significant sponsor recognition for the event. This will include things like international broadcast of the event, as well as a major activation that will be occurring at Pioneer Courthouse Square during the event itself. The agreement clarifies the activities and costs that these funds will be used for, as well as the mundane things like payment processes, reporting processes, and some other requirements, such as the city's insurance requirements. Through the agreement, the funds are going to be allocated between Tracktown events activities and the services that will be provided by two city bureaus, the Portland Bureau of Transportation and the Portland Police Bureau. The grant agreement also acknowledges that there are some budget adjustments that we'll be making through our annual budget monitoring processes to make sure that those dollars get allocated between Tracktown and the city bureaus appropriately. The agreement also defines the implementation responsibilities for the city bureaus, which include the public agency security for the event, which the police bureau will be heading up, and transportation will be helping manage the transportation aspects of the event. Tracktown will be using the city's grant funds for a variety of activities. Chief among those will be participant safety, crowd management, and accreditation services, which is significant for an international event of this type. There's a whole variety of youth engagement activities that they will be performing, and the second ordinance you'll be talking about has a piece of that involved in it. Construction and maintenance of the countdown clock at Pioneer Courthouse Square, which is already up and running and ticking down the days as we are sitting here. Implementation of a multi-day activation at Pioneer Courthouse Square, and traffic management activities throughout the course of the event, including opening ceremonies, which will take the focus from Pioneer Courthouse Square over to the Moda Center for the first series of event, which is the Pole Vault Championship, and then also medaling ceremonies, which will connect the Oregon Convention Center back to Pioneer Courthouse Square for the awarding of medals to the winners. I'm available to answer any questions about the agreement if you have any, but I'd like to right now turn it over to Tracktown USA President and the USA Olympic team coach, Vin Lanana, who's going to give you an overview of where we're at on planning and marketing activities for the event.
Great. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to thank the mayor and the commissioners for all of your unwavering support on this great event. I'd also like to thank the mayor and commissioner's staff, Josh Albert, Deanna Nunez, Jim Blackwood, for their work in bringing these two actions to council. The planning for 2016 is well underway. It's actually progressing at a feverish pace. We are heavily engaged in the design of the World Championship Stadium that will be inside the OCC, the design of the activation of Pioneer Square, and the planning for the Men's and Women's World Championship Pole Vault Competition and the opening ceremonies that will be held in the Moda Center, which will be held on the opening night on March 17th. Sasha Spencer-Atwood and I would like to take a few minutes to present an update on the planning for Portland 2016. As I mentioned, the event planning is in full swing. We've had great progress being made with the city staff and the transportation people and the security people. The design for the World Championship Stadium at OCC is 50% at its completion. The program and design for Pioneer Square activation is well underway. The Pole Vault Festival is rolling, and it looks like it's going to be a fantastic event. Our marketing presence is increasing on a daily basis, and we're just over 50% on ticket sales already. To give you an idea of the schedule, we will have the U.S. Nationals, which will be a lead-up, and that will be the weekend before, March 11th to 12th. March 16th, we'll open up Pioneer Courthouse Square. 17th, the Pole Vault. And 17th is going to be pretty exciting because it'll also have a youth component to it as well for kids from around the entire Northwest. On the 18th, 19th, and 20th will be the actual World Championships. Two sessions on the 18th, two sessions on the 19th, which will be Saturday, and one session, all finals, on Sunday. So things that we are focusing on right now, believe it or not, the actual construction of the track will begin as soon as this Monday, the 5th. We have the cityscape branding is already going on. We'll have wallscape. We'll have the TriMet Max trains will be branded and wrapped. And by December 1st, we'll submit permit drawings for the World Championships, for the World Championship Stadium. In January, we'll have a 60-day-out celebration at the Moda Center. We will have street banners up in February, and then we will begin the actual construct where we'll actually move the track to the convention center at the end of February. So a little bit about the World Championship track. We have a 3D show to show you a little bit about what it'll actually look like. For those of you who have a hard time imagining what the Oregon Convention Center, how it actually will accommodate it, this will give you a sense of what's going to be going on in that convention center with all those seats all around it. And we're at the finish line.
And is that how the ceiling normally looks, or are we taking out the panels?
The ceiling normally looks like that. As you can see, that this will actually be the way the convention center looks. It'll be a there's not a bad seat in the house. You'll have a real intimate setting. If you look at it closely, you can see if you're sitting, and we hope that all members of all the commissioners and the mayor and group will be able to attend the meet. Just if you're sitting in those first couple of rows, you may actually feel a sweat bead that comes off the athletes as they're competing, because they're really great seats. So the entire build will be 7,000 seats. That's pretty much what it'll look like from a rendering perspective. It'll be an absolutely great event. We have lots of things going on inside the city, and I'm going to ask Sasha Spencer Atwood to kind of give you a little update on that.
What's the total cost of the conversion?
Of the
construction and conversion of that space?
It's hard to really tell at this point. We're still kind of working out the details for it. The actual track itself, we're renting it, so it'll be built here. It'll be built starting on October 5th, and exactly what the cost is, not sure. Not sure at this point.
So when we're looking at this award, you're not going to be coming back to ask us for more?
No. Everything fits into the budget that we have.
And does the budget include putting it back to normal?
It does.
What's the estimated date when it'll be back in use as a convention center?
The convention center, we expect it'll take us about a week and a half to take the track down and be able to transport it back. And I think it's going at that point to Iowa.
And the renting of the convention center includes the amount of time it takes to take the track down again?
Yes, it does.
What happens to all the bleachers, the seating?
It's a good question. The bleachers will be built by a company called T&B, and they have built many of the other temporary stadiums around for golf courses, et cetera. It's all temporary. They take it down, and they bring it to the next place.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As we discussed previously, we are using Pioneer Courthouse Square as our live activation site. It'll be open to the public the entire time during the competition. We're exploring the idea of covering the square. We are playing with it. The weather in March, as we know, can be unpredictable, but we also like the welcoming feeling that you get when you don't have a space covered. So we're weighing the pros and cons of that. This is the view from 6th Avenue. There'll be a stage hosting live entertainment, local and national acts. We're also looking into different community organizations who would want to program something on the stage there. And, of course, we're considering all of the options and possibilities of different parties and evening activities that can take place in Pioneer Courthouse Square. One of the most exciting and innovative things that we're bringing to this championships as a local organizing committee is the opportunity to host the medaling ceremonies outside of the competition. Pioneer Courthouse Square would be our medaling plaza. As you can see, we have the kind of fountain area there turned into actual podium medal stands. We will crown 26 world champions at the World Indoor Championships, and this will be a great place right in the heart of the community to do so. Also down in Pioneer Courthouse Square, as you'll remember, on May 27th during the unveiling, is the countdown clock. Portlanders and people from all over the world, really, have taken to the clock and posed in the blocks, some standing next to the clock, and sent this image out onto different social media platforms. The hashtag Portland2016 is the official event hashtag, and so whenever somebody either uses that or takes a picture next to this, the countdown clock as the activation site, it goes out all across the World Wide Web, so we're getting a lot of reach with that. We get a lot of reach from the countdown clock, but we've perhaps gotten no more reach than the promotion and branding that we received at the Outdoor World Championships in Beijing this past August. The brand was featured prominently in the stadium, and these digital boards appeared in several places around the stadium, but the location that was perhaps the most visible, the one that millions and millions of people across the globe saw on the live feed, was the one just past the finish line. So let's take a look.
We're a household word in
all over the world. All over the world. There's also a promotional activation in the exhibitors area, what we call the Market Street area, where fans, officials, and sponsors can come to learn more detail about the beautiful city of Portland and about the competition that's coming here. We have another video of a U.S. athlete celebrating in front of one of our boards.
Use last to settle. 200-meter final.
The IAAF has been a great partner in continuing to promote the event as one of their marquee events, and we're looking forward to working with them as we get closer and closer. Speaking of marketing initiatives, we're doing several things out and around town to make sure that Portlanders from all different walks of life know that this event is coming and get excited about it. Our grassroots activations have included high school cross-country meets, community events, and running events. In October, we'll be rolling out some cityscape branding, the wallscape, wrapping some of the TriMet buses, and we'll also launch some promotional videos on websites on different platforms. So you can see here some of the Tracktown activations. You know, the youth are really one of our biggest targets here. We think that there's just great benefit for this event for them, and so we've gotten out to different cross-country meets, both to promote our events, but just to support these kids in their effort to compete and be fit and healthy Portlanders and Oregonians. So we're looking forward to seeing some of them in our volunteer roles and in the seats in the stands at the meet when it comes up. This last one is the image of our hometown hero, Ashton Eaton, and that will go up on a wallscape in downtown Portland. We just want to thank you guys as the commission and the city of Portland for all the support that we've seen as an organizing committee. we continue to explore other opportunities to touch more lives at this event, and we thank you for that support as those things come up as well.
Thank you very much, Sasha.
Coach, I have one question. Remind us, how many people are going to come to Portland for this event who are participants or related to the participants?
Well, basically, we think there's going to be probably about 750 to 800 athletes and probably another 1,300 various parts of delegations. So it'll be about 2,000 people in, associated with it.
And where are we housing them?
They will be housed at five or six different hotels in the area. The main headquarters will be the Hilton. Both Hiltons, that will be the Athlete Village. Then we'll use the Nines, we'll use the Marriott, we'll use the Benson, we'll use the Paramount. Those are the main hotels.
Is there any part of the visiting delegations that we're looking to have Portland families host, or you've got that covered downtown?
I think that what we've done in the past is we have offered that out. The issues come down to whether or not families in Portland would like to do that, not for the athletes, but for any of the spectators or families that could potentially use the help. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good idea. Other questions for our organizing team for this effort? Thank you all. It's really exciting, the progress you're making.
And thank you very much.
Thank you. So is there anyone else? I think we have some other folks that are here to speak on this item. Yes? Chad is here. So come on up, please. No, Chad's not here. Who's here, Doug? Oh, sorry, just for the second one. Okay, so anyone else on this initial ordinance?
I have.
If not, then
we public testimony.
Sorry. Oh, you do have public testimony.
Wanted?
Sorry.
I have Donnie McPherson.
Okay, come on up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
How are you?
Fine. Welcome. Thanks for coming. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think about this.
Well, I think it's a great thing. I'm a local coach. I've been a World and Olympic team coach, not for track and field, but for wrestling for the United States. But the first sport I was ever involved in my life was track and field. I've been an athlete my whole life, and I won't bother to tell you how old I am, but I'm a seasoned gentleman, I'll say. And I just think it's a great opportunity for a lot of our young people. I'm an educator, a lifelong educator, and I work at Roosevelt High School right now. And I just think it's a wonderful opportunity for our young people to be able to witness these world-class athletes who will be coming here. And we have an opportunity to hopefully build another structure, a practice structure where it'll have a slope to it, where these young local young athletes will be able to get an opportunity to run on a kind of a world-class track and be exposed to conditions and to be able to experience what it really is truly like to world run on the world stage. So I would just encourage anybody to support this event. It's a wonderful event. It'll bring so many people to Portland, and I've been fortunate to travel all over the world. One of the few Americans been able to go to the country of Iran, and I'm just really excited to be involved what small part I can be.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take a roll call vote then, please, on 1007.
Novick.
As a former Lane County resident and U of O graduate, I continue to believe that all track and field events should take place in Eugene, but reluctantly accepting that's not so, I'm pretty excited this one's going to be here, and this is a great addition. Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you, all the organizers. And I have a sense of how hard you're working behind the scenes to make this happen. And it really, you're going to make it look easy. It is not easy. And Portland applauds your efforts, and I'm proud to support it. Aye.
Bills.
Well, I'm really proud of this, and I'm really pleased with how it's coming together. So thanks to you all. My former chief of staff, Gail Shibley, worked with Vin to win this bid, and she will be back wearing appropriate garlands and, you know, regalia to celebrate this accomplishment that you two started for us. The responsibility in our office has been handed off to the capable hands of Diana Nunez, and she's continuing to work with this team of city and track town folks that will make this great thing happen. It's a big, complicated enterprise. There's a lot to it. As we'll discuss further today, it's all hands on deck in terms of multiple bureaus that whose cooperation is needed in order to make this happen. But I really like where we're headed. I think this is going to be a great moment for Portland, and I appreciate you all very much. Aye. Okay.